March 11th, 2013. This is Spengola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spengola. I'm coming to you from the suburbs of Chicago. Thanks for joining me today on RBN for people who can handle the truth. RBN's website is republicbroadcasting.org. To see the guest lineup and relevant links for this program, please visit spengola.com. Click on the radio schedule button, then the appropriate month. Follow some of the interesting links usually associated with or somewhat compatible with the guest's idea, with the ideas of the guest that day. There's also a link to ZCF's book at spengola.com. I hope that you will download that. It is a PDF file. During the program, email your questions or comments to spengola1@yahoo.com. Join others in the chat room by clicking on the chat room button on my website, spengola.com, or by going to spengola.chatango.com. We will take calls in the second hour after we open the phone lines at 800-313-9443. My guest today is the one and only Clint Richardson. His websites are realityblogger.wordpress.com. Blogger is spelled with one G. That is realityblogger.wordpress.com. His other two websites are Clint4P, that's Clint, the numeral 4, P.com, and thecorporationnation.com. Welcome, Clint. How are you?
Very good. Good to be back.
Well, it's always wonderful to have you on the program. I was going over the guest list because I keep records from the very, very first program that I ever did. I know who was on each and every program, what they talked about, the whole thing. And I think you've been on my program more than any other guest.
Well, that's an honor. I mean,
it is. It's an honor for us.
Either that or it means I talk way too much.
I don't think so. I think that you have a whole lot to tell us, and that's why I have you on so frequently.
I suppose it's a nice break every once in a while to get away from the obvious, you know, Jewish conspiracy and actually talk about some legal aspects, some actual solutions, and some things that, you know, people can actually do to fight a lot of the things that are happening. Because I think a lot of things that happen out there are happening in government, and they're happening upon us because we simply don't know how to fight in the legal realm. We're all stuck in this sort of artificial realm of digital media, and I like to refer to it as the matrix that we're kind of building up around ourselves, where we have sort of forgotten or are ignoring the fact that everything that's happening is in the legal world, and yet here we are screaming the top of our lungs and holding up signs and joining websites and listening to radio shows, and yet none of that actually has any effect in the real world, or in the legal world, I should say, which is where everything is happening. And I find that to be one of the most frustrating aspects of the, you know, all the efforts that we do make, because, you know, it's I like to use the reference of holding up a protest sign at the Federal Reserve while having Federal Reserve notes in your pocket and going and spending them at the local store. What's the point? Because your consent, really, to the Federal Reserve is the fact that you're spending their notes and giving credence to them. And so holding up a sign has no legal recourse whatsoever. Signing a petition has no legal recourse whatsoever. Complaining in your local groups and, you know, talking about it on the radio does absolutely nothing. And so I hope that when I come on here so often that I can give people some actual solutions to...
Alrighty. Clint, we need to pick up this on the other side of the break. We're going to a 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget debt loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control, stop foreclosure, protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Clint Richardson. His websites are realityblogger.wordpress.com, clintforp.com, and The Corporation Nation. Now, you mentioned before going to the break that we, most of us know the problems, but we really need desperately are some solutions that we can apply. And you gave the example of having Federal Reserve notes in our pockets while standing in front of the Federal Reserve with a big sign.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny when you start thinking about all the things that we do and we protest and detest, and yet we all participate in the system, and participation is the very thing that gives credence and legitimacy to the whole system. Voting is another good example of that. We don't have a choice to vote for none of the above. We just, you know, we either do go out and vote, even though we don't like any of the candidates, or we stay home. And that, unfortunately, is not a solution either, because all that really does is to say, well, I'm not going to vote, and I'm instead going to consent to the voting process by allowing the minority to become the majority. So really, we're stuck in a situation that seems to, you know, it seems like there is no solution. And I've said this before, and I'll say it again, that the what we're doing is we're talking in Chinese at the top of our lungs to a bunch of people who only understand the legal language. You know, we're talking in our conversational English language, and yet we seem to miss the point that government doesn't understand or is not eligible or able to speak in conversational language when it comes to actual official things. It can only talk in the legal language. And so what I find the most interesting is that the legal definition of the word solution you know, we're all asking, we're all searching for solutions. And I'll say it again. The definition of the word solution in legal language is to end a contract, to satisfy an obligation, to pay off a debt. These are solutions. And yet, when we ask for what a solution is, we seem to miss the whole concept that, one, we should be in the legal realm when we're talking about it, because that's where government is, and two, that the very definition of solution is to end that tie that binds us to government and that tie of consent that allows government to get away with virtual murder but consent is basically giving government our body politic, our contract, to do whatever the heck it wants. And unfortunately, our silence, like I said, when we don't vote, we're just lending consent to the whole thing anyway by silence. So our vote is actually, our non-vote is actually a virtual vote. And so I guess the point is, when we're asking for solutions, we need to understand what language it is that we're speaking. If we're not speaking in the legal language, then we're not ever going to learn or be able to accomplish anything, no matter how many signs we hold up and no matter how many of us, quote-unquote, wake up. Because we're really, what's amazing is that we're waking up into this artificial realm of social media, which again is basically the matrix that we're allowing to be built up around us. All of our efforts are in the digital realm instead of they're in the real world or in the legal world. And that's a sobering concept when you think about it, because all of our efforts make no difference to government whatsoever. And as we wonder why our efforts don't make any difference, the simple answer is that because none of it is in the language or the legal realm of government. And that is the ultimate mind screw, really, when you think about it. Because, again, we're all participating in something that while it's great, and it's great to inform people, it really makes no difference in the real world. And that's a sort of a frightening thought that's what's being built up around us, and we're allowing it to happen. We're participating in social media, in smart technology, smartphones, all these things, and all it's doing is distracting us and taking us away from the very things that will actually help in our plight. So I just find that very, you know.
Right, I agree with you, and of course the internet has been a big boon for people who are looking for the truth, and it certainly functions well in that regard. But we do know the problems, and we desperately need to address them in a way that is effective.
Yeah, and it's a very, very deep frustration, and I think it's really, you know, when we use the term waking up, I think that is one of the real realizations, the real point of waking up, is that you almost have to detach yourself from a lot of this that we're doing. And, you know, even my websites, your websites, and all the radio shows, and we actually have to start taking action. You know, getting out of our comfort zones and actually going out there, writing up some legal notices and demands, getting them notarized and getting them sent certified in mail, and actually saying, wait a minute, I'm no longer part of the body politic. I'm no longer a consenting piece of a group. I'm not a census number. I'm an individual, which is a legal term. Okay, acting as a person, if you're still a person, you're still a citizen of the United States, you want to act as an individual, and you want to say, no, I don't consent. I was writing up a thing on chemtrails, on geoengineering, weather modification, all the different names for it, and that's sort of my one, you know, everybody's looking for a solution. You know, we can all talk about it till we're blue in the face. We can look up and we can point to the trails in the skies. We can see that they're forming these horrible things, and we can see that they're detrimental to the ecosystem. And yet, all we can do is say what, you know, we can call each other, we can listen to shows about it, we can read about it, we can even see the laws that regulate it. all over the place, but we can't seem to do anything about it. And that's because we are not communicating with government. We're asking, we're begging, we're pleading to our politicians, and we're doing it in Chinese. We're doing it in modern conversational language without any legal notifications, legal anything. And so a politician is not in any way required to respond to your email, other than to send you a form letter that says he received it and will, you know, look over it. But these things are not legal. Therefore, they are not required to do anything about it. Any question that you have can or cannot be answered. It doesn't matter because it's not in a legal forum. And that, again, why are chemtrails allowed to happen? Chemtrails are allowed to happen because every year the government, the local city governments, the counties, the states, and the federal government posts public legal notices in your newspapers. And it says notice of intent, weather modification, and it gives you a certain amount of time to say, to basically respond to that. And since no one casually reads the public notice section of the newspapers, which is where, by the way, all of your bonds for new sewer bills, which is one of the biggest scams, all of these revenue bonds, all the debt that's being created and appropriated in government, that's where these things are being published, both to create the debt, the bond, and to have the public meetings and public hearings that would stop or otherwise allow the public to legally redress that. These are all posted in the back of newspapers, including your geoengineering statutes, your local companies that will be doing it, the snow that's being made for snow resorts and all of that. And yet, it's in the paper for 3 weeks and then it's out. And that public notice for all of these different things, all these different tyrannies and debt instruments, geoengineering, all of that is happening right under everybody's noses because government's laws state that the public notice, the legal notice that's placed into the newspaper is, without a doubt, informed consent of the people. And if you look at weather modification, if you look at so many things, including biological weapons, which I believe is Chapter 32, I'd have to verify that. Chapter 32 of U.S. Code is the biological weapons, and you can place chemtrails, you can place geoengineering under that heading. And if you actually read that code, it's the most frightening thing, you know, you can ever possibly imagine, because it basically exempts government from, or any of its private contractors, which are private corporations, from any harm done to people for any chemical, biological, or other agents that they're spraying up there. And so, right. Again,
where is that found?
Say again?
Where is that found?
That is in U.S. code. It's actually in my vaccine documentary.
Okay.
And it's the same thing for vaccines. It's actually, if I'm not mistaken, it's 50 U.S. code. So Title 50, which is the biological agents.
Right. You did cover that in your vaccination movie, which is Lethal Injection, The Story of Vaccination. Everybody should look at that movie again.
Unfortunately, that applies to, I mean, anything in the world that you can think of, including geoengineering, because really it covers anything that's scientific or research or agricultural or, you know.
A lot of things.
That's your vaccines, which are experimental in the research realm. It covers chemtrails, which are experimental and research.
Right.
In fact, in the public notices
Clint,
in the newspaper.
Clint, I'm sorry to interrupt. We do have to take a 3-minute break.
Pick
this up on the other side. Be right back.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the Pure Effect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your Pure Effect Ultra today by visiting pureeffectfilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit pureeffectfilters.com.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay, all the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species, all gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Clint Richardson. His websites are realityblogger.wordpress.com, clint4p.com, and thecorporationnation.com. Okay, we've talked about this before, about the legal notices in the newspapers, and so many people don't read the newspapers, they certainly wouldn't be reading that section. What are we to do if, for instance, you know, a small minority of the population did read and respond to that notice? How would we respond to that notice? In what legal way could we respond?
Well, there's a lot of people out there that are trying to sell their legal services. They're trying to, well, I should rephrase that. There's a lot of people out there that are trying to sell a bunch of very large and thick books that explain the legal process, and they say that this is for entertainment only, and that this is, you know, not legal advice and all of that. But the truth is that a legal notice, something that you're demanding from government, you know, like just for instance to say I do not consent to this, because again, a public notice is literally what is required for government to say that it gave informed or received informed consent from the public. Okay? Ignorance is basically informed consent, unfortunately. There's no, you know, statutes or anything to say that every person must be guaranteed to have learned this. And so, you have a bunch of people who are trying to, I don't know if it's a purposeful subversion or what it is, but in truth, a legal notice can be very simple. You don't have to fill it up with, you know, certain amounts of red ink and certain amounts of legal definitions and words. You just have to be very specific, and it can be a one-page or two-page thing. Now, when we're talking about something on a national level, like geoengineering, again, we're going to have to start thinking as a group, but as individuals within a group. In other words, we need to be organized as a group of humans, but we need to be unorganized in the fact that we need to realize that the very problem with our government and the way that we participate in is that we are in groupthink. We are in a group, a body politic of persons. We are acting because we have representatives and because we consent to, whether we vote or not, whether we want it or not, we consent to the representative government that we have. Really, the only people in the United States are our congressmen, because we, as a group of all of the other humans, all the other people, citizens, I should say, have consented to giving these representatives, which we know are absolutely crooked, we've given them our power. We've withdrawn from the system ourselves individually, and we've become a group, and we've given our power to our representatives. The representative democracy is probably, it's so much worse than anything that's in a dictatorship or anything else, because I think it's worse to have the illusion of choice than to not have any choice at all. If you're going through the motions and believing that you have a freedom of choice, a freedom of vote, not realizing that that's not really the case, that everything is pretty much set up for you, and that the votes can be fixed, and, you know, all of that, I think that's much worse, to have a population that doesn't realize how much in servitude they are, than to actually have a population that can see it, because we know dictatorships don't last very long. However, the representative democracy can virtually last, indefinitely.
For a couple hundred years, right?
Right. And so my personal quest is to start making people act as individuals. You know, I won't get into the concept of ditching your citizenship to this central government, but even as citizens, as individuals, as defined as a person in U.S. code, as an individual, the fact that these trails are going on over our heads is because we all, as a group, consent to it simply because we're not stating otherwise. We're not withdrawing our consent from the very notices and public disclosure that's happening. So a simple one-page, maybe two-page, written legal document, and I wouldn't be the one probably to, advise anybody on how to write that up. What I'm saying is it doesn't have to be so difficult. It doesn't have to be something that you pay for. You just need a few good men, myself, maybe even a lawyer who understands the tyranny of the Bar Association and wants to actually help people, and for each individual person to write up a letter of non-consent. It's really that simple. And if you get enough people in the United States, I mean, let's say I wrote up a letter that says I don't consent to you spraying over my head for a radius of 100 miles around my person or my residence. That would mean that technically, by law, they don't have informed consent. They don't have the consent of all people. Because one individual stands out in the Republic and says no.
All righty. We will be right back in 3 minutes after a word from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Clint Richardson. His websites are realityblogger.wordpress.com, clintforp.com, and thecorporationnation.com. And some of the things that he is talking about can be found in Lethal Injection, The Story of Vaccination, which he produced the end of 2011. And it has a lot of very, very wonderful documents within it, and I recommend that you look at that video today. Okay, you were talking about writing a letter of non-consent and publishing it, maybe a two-page legal document.
Yeah, I mean, if I were to do it personally, and you know, I'm going to. I've just been sort of contemplating it here lately, especially as I'm hearing these dire predictions coming from the folks who made these latest chemtrail movies. What in the world are they spraying and stuff? I mean, we're talking about extinction level events going on in species, up to 200 a day. You know, species are dying because of such severe weather modification that's happening, such, you know, 50 degree changes and spikes in weather above and below the normal realm. And that is causing some serious stuff. And to me, that's enough to make me act, even despite the fact that it's harming the people, that it's putting aluminum into the soils, and that it's killing trees. And I mean, it's just this cycle is getting ridiculous to me. So I might start my legal thing saying my withdrawal of consent to this law on the federal level. I could do it on the state level. I could do it on the county or city level. Or I could do it on the federal level. And for that, I would go to U.S. Code. I would look at Title 15 Commerce and Trade, where it defines the word weather modification. You see, government often has to define its terms when it makes a law for each individual chapter. So that it says here that 15 U.S. Code, Section 330, definitions, it says that the term weather modification means any activity performed with the intention of producing artificial changes in the composition, behavior, or dynamics of the atmosphere. Okay, so we've just defined under government terms what it deems as weather modification. I would include that in my letter of non-consent, that this definition and this act, according to this definition, I no longer consent to. Okay, I would then go, and I would keep searching for other types of definitions and other types of laws that regulate this type of thing. Also in that same section, it says the term person means any individual, corporation, company, association, firm, partnership, society, joint stock company, or state, any state or local government, or any agency thereof, or any other organization. So that's what a person is, folks. But the first thing it says is individual, whether commercial or nonprofit, who is performing weather modification activities. Okay, so now we've defined that any person with all of those different additions to it, corporations basically, or individuals, this code applies to those persons, whether they're corporations or individuals. So I would form my letter stating that I do not consent to persons according to section, what was it again? Section 330 of U.S. Code 15, performing whether commercial or nonprofit, performing weather modification activities as defined by paragraph 3 under weather modification. It's that simple. All you're doing is now suddenly talking in the legal code or the language that government understands or is required to understand, I guess, if you will. It's required to respond now because you would be sending this as a legal demand, a legal document that is both notarized and certified. They cannot deny receiving it, in other words. Just like when you receive an IRS notification and you have to sign for it, the IRS knows that you've got it. You cannot deny that you received it, and you must respond to it, or it becomes a contract.
Right. Now, Michael Murphy went to Congress. He spoke with several people in Congress after he made his first movie, What in the World Are They Spraying? And I can't remember exactly who he talked to. I think he talked to Dianne Feinstein and a few other people. They acted as if they were totally ignorant of the entire situation, that they knew nothing about weather modification, they knew nothing about chemtrails, but they would look into it. And he never heard back from them.
Well, and of course, and that's probably the prime example of what I'm talking about. See, Michael Murphy, while his intent is wonderful, is just yet another person who does not understand how to communicate with government. He is, you know, if you go to the halls of Congress, where congressmen are walking around, and trust me when I say, I love the fact that he did that. He took a few of the people that, you know, from We Are Change Los Angeles, that I used to be affiliated with, and, you know, I knew Michael in We Are Change when he was, didn't know anything about this, and, you know, he took this one guy who has this really incredible memory who points out each senator and each congressman and says, that's, you know, Feinstein, that's, you know, and they go up to those people with a camera, and you know, the first time they did it was for 9/11, to hand out documentation, you know, Stephen Jones paper and all that stuff, which we won't get into the 9/11 movement here, but you know, then he did the same thing for the chemtrail movie. But see, what has he done? He's done the same thing that everybody else is doing. In a conversational way, without any legal obligations whatsoever, any requirements to respond, he has talked to a bunch of senators who basically ignore him because they have no legal responsibility to speak to or to acknowledge any demand or other question or conversation because it's not in legal language. They are not required in any way to respond to Michael unless he files that in a legal demand that must be answered, or he goes to a court, a specific type of court, which I can't think of the name of right now, as a discovery process in front of a magistrate, I believe, in order to get those laws on the record so that he can then take that court case and demand the legal response from Congress. You see, this is a prime example. It's probably the best example of what not to do. He was doing that for entertainment purposes, without really probably understanding what I'm saying now, which the whole legal process of this and how to communicate with government. But he was doing it more for the movie to show that government is non-responsive. The fact is, though, that the things that I'm reading is U.S. code. Who creates U.S. code? But Congress creates the U.S. code. Therefore, for them to say that they do not know any of this or do not know about chemtrails is a bold-faced lie because they created the entire U.S. code that has to do with it. They approved it, you see. So the question becomes, well, did they do something illegal by lying or omitting or obfuscating Michael Murphy when he went to the halls of Congress? Absolutely not. For one thing, they're not even in the United the states united. They're outside of the 50 states. They're in Washington, D.C., in the district, which has its own set of rules and regulations. They're in the halls of Congress, where members of Congress are completely protected from any form of punishment or pain for lying. I mean, that's the truth of the nature, besides the fact that they weren't even in session. So at that point, Michael Murphy was participating in nothing but a conversational, you know, snafu with a man who was not necessarily acting in an official capacity. So that really did absolutely nothing. It's wonderful. I love it. It's confrontation, which is my favorite form of guerrilla media, you know, guerrilla journalism. But It is not effective in any legal capacity, and that is what I'm trying to get across to people.
Okay, so when you create your document, when are you going to create this document, and how can we help you? I wish you lived next door. We could work on this together.
Well, and that's just it. I'd like to get a group of people, just a few people together, to organize. Sorry, that was my call waiting. To organize and to create a letter, because, you know, I don't trust myself to be any aficionado of how to write a legal document. I understand the entire concept of it, and in truth, I'm inexperienced with the actual writing of it. I've had help in doing it whenever I've had a ticket, a parking ticket, or anything like that.
Well, what about Freeman Burt?
Well, yeah, perfect example. But I'd also like to get someone in the legal profession. I'd also like to get someone who's very, very familiar with what I'm talking. I'm familiar with it because I do all the research. But I'd really like to get a group of people together to write a perfect uniform letter of non-consent that we can post online, that anybody can download. Just simply change the name, change the address, change whatever you want of this. Base for all of set in stone. These are suits created by Congress, so not law. They are simply, a lot of them aren't even, they're in the de facto range, which is not de jure. It's not lawful, necessarily. That's a whole other subject. And so what we're really saying is that your rules that you've made that are not necessarily law or statutory, we don't consent to those you provide here. We don't consent. I mean, let's talk about the big one. Again, I this is in the documentary, but let's really talk about this. Because Title C of U.S. Code is, again, entitled War and the National Defense. Chapter 32 of Title 50 is entitled Chemical and Biological Warfare Program. The most important thing to understand about U.S. code, including the Constitution, including all legal documents that are created, is that every law, regulation, statute, whatever, everything that is prohibited, there is also generally written right below it what I call an exception clause, meaning that while it is for you or I to, say, create a nuclear bomb, use it on the people, it is not prohibited for government to do the same. While it is prohibited for me or you to vaccine on somebody, it is not prohibited for government to do so.
Right, and of course, nobody ever calls them to question. They don't attach any kind of responsibility to all of these. Well, for instance, all deaths that occur as a result of medical and pharmaceutical drugs each year. One of my guests last said there's no yellow tape around the hospital. Where they want to set up the crime situation, a crime site. There's nothing like that happens.
These corporations that are, these pharmaceutical corporations that are producing all of these drugs and all these vaccines, here's another, that's a perfect example, Deanna, of a public notice. Now, a lot of people don't understand, and I didn't for a very long time, why these commercials come on. They're 90 seconds, 2 minutes long. They have a little bouncing purple ball or some other distraction, some family having a picnic, some old people dating for, erectile dysfunction. Whatever the background visuals are to distract you from what's actually being said. Of course, I listen every time and I just laugh my rear end off because, the side effects are the worst possible things. Death, dismemberment,
suicide,
everybody
all
knows.
That stuff. Yeah.
Everybody knows what I'm talking about. Inject this into your body. But unfortunately, you may die from it. You might get cancer from it. We know what commercials I'm talking about. What we don't know, and what we never realized before, why would they do that? It's not as if they're selling something. They're not going to say that this might kill you in order to, that's not very good advertising. Here's what they are doing. Just like government does, just like any corporation does as a contractor of government. Pharmaceutical companies are very much protected by government through all its statutes. That's also in the vaccine movie. But what they are actually doing is they're putting a public legal notice on the television. If you watch these two-minute pharmaceutical commercials for all these deadly drugs with massive side effects, you will see about three-fourths of the way through the commercial. Next time you're watching one, go ahead and take notice. You'll see that it says, without exception, it will say, see our ad, or something similar, see our ad in Red Book, or see our ad in Men's Health, see our ad in Golf Digest. Whatever the magazine or publication is, it is telling you, it is giving you a public notice that you may very well get sick or die from taking this medication, and because it has done so, it is just qualified for all of the government protections, all of the laws, all the U.S. code, because it has satisfied government's requirement of informed consent. You see, these commercials are not commercials for you to take the drug, because when and if you take the drug, you're not even going to think about the commercial. You're going to be concerned with your health and your welfare, and they're going to sell you this horrible thing because the doctors are going to get kickbacks for it. So at the time, you're probably not going to be thinking, oh, I remember that. The side effect was impotence and loss of limbs. And, these are public notices, no different than public notices for weather modification. It is what gives the public informed consent of these horrible side effects. Then all of a sudden, the corporation, which again is highly funded and invested in by government as the main institutional stockholder of these pharmaceutical corporations, both nationally and internationally. We are in a basically fascist society where government has controlling stock of most corporations. Let that not be a doubt. So in order to protect the returns on their investment, government is going to make you go to, let's say, vaccine court instead of a regular court with a regular jury. You have to go, you have to give up your rights, and you have to go to a vaccine court.
All righty. Clint, we do need to take a 3-minute break. We will be right back.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Clint Richardson. His websites are realityblogger.wordpress.com, clintforp.com, and thecorporationnation.com. And you were talking about a vaccine court that after the public has been informed via these commercials, which they are designed to do, then you really have no recourse because you've gone ahead and taken this drug or this vaccine, and okay, you've lost something, you've suffered as a result of it. And so there is the recourse of going to vaccine court, or?
Yeah, it's a connection that has been made by offering informed consent, which is that infomercial basically. And when you take the drug, especially the injectables, you have to go to it will be regulated under a certain aspect of U.S. code, a certain aspect of governance, which is regulated under a certain aspect of the court system, the so-called judicial branch, of which there really is no judicial branch as a third branch. It's all under the Department of on for a long time. And so, you know, as far as the third branch of government, we don't really have one. The problem that we have is that because we were given that informed consent, yes, we're now, unless we know how to fight this type of legal language, we understand the legal code, yeah, we're going to be forced to go into either a vaccine court individually, or even better would be for us to go and be convinced that we should join a class action lawsuit. Now, I want you to think about this, folks, and this is kind of what I'm talking about. What do you think would be more effective against, say, a corporation or against government? Do you think that joining a class action lawsuit would be better, or do you think that suing individually would be better? Okay, would one case in court be better, where basically the lawyers and attorneys and everybody that's working on the case are going to get the majority of the money after the case is settled, and the people generally get virtually nothing to help them? Because by the time all that is dispersed, you know, that's it. Or do you think it's more effective to have a jury of your peers in an individual court case for only yourself, forget all the other thousands of victims, and for each of those other thousands of victims to also have an individual case with an individual jury? What do you think government or any corporation would rather have? A class action lawsuit where they can have their already assigned lawyers and attorneys to oversee one case, or do you think thousands of cases by individuals would be a better thing and that the corporations would dread? Now, I'm going to say individual cases, because then each case is going to cost that corporation, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars in legal fees, whereas one case would only cost $100,000 in legal fees.
Right. See,
this is our problem as people. We are people instead of individuals. We are acting as a body politic, or joining a class action lawsuit, or utilizing government trickery, word magic, and we are fighting it as a group instead of individually. And that is the whole problem with us as a people.
All righty, we are taking our 60-second top-of-the-hour break. We will be right back with our guest today, Clint Richardson.